Hey, this is Letitia. And last year, Paula Zahn did a report called Skin Deep, Racism in America. Now, in the show, there were several interviews with race experts and political figures. There was also a test given that told you if you had the penchant toward a particular race. Well, I found the test online and took it. The result surprised me and made me wonder, could I be a racist? Now, I should first start out by saying that the test doesn't determine whether or not you are a racist. It merely tells you if you have a strong, moderate, or little to no preference for a particular race. In this Harvard study, the two groups tested were blacks and whites. The test was a series of pictures and words. You have to hit the E and the I on the keyboard to show that you can first tell the difference between the two races. Then, a series of words flash on the screen, and you must again hit the right letter to determine where they go. They are words like love, joy, happiness, and evil, nasty, and bad. Then you link the good words with either race, and likewise with the bad words. In about 5 minutes' time, you learn if you respond faster when European American faces and good words were linked together or African American faces with good words. Based on how quickly you choose each picture and words are how your preferences is determined. My test, suggests a moderate automatic preference for European American compared to African American. Imagine this black girl's surprise. I was so shocked, in fact, that I had to take the test again. And again. Okay. Around test number 3, I started to question myself. Do I like white people more? Well, I guess that would explain why I'm on an interracial dating site. But that can't be. I love my people. I love our passion, creativity, endurance, strength, courage, and... Okay. I know I'm starting to sound like an India RE song. You get the picture. I love me some black people. Right about now, I'm starting to feel like the little girl in the doll test. I've let down my whole race by picking the wrong side. Jesse, Al, and even Condoleezza would be knocking on my door any minute to make me turn in my black and I'm proud card. I'm thinking this would be the perfect time to get someone else to take the test. Then maybe I won't feel so bad. So I get my best friend to take it. He and I are so much alike in our ideologies, values, and goals. Great idea, right? Wrong. He takes the test, and now I feel worse. He ranked in the 2% that actually has a strong automatic preference for African Americans compared to European Americans. As I was about to get all sad about his ability to keep his card, a sad thought came over me. Why is the percentage of strong automatic preference for African Americans only 2%? How many black people have actually taken this test, I wonder? I know that originally on the television show, it was only given to whites and Asians. What does it mean that I have an automatic preference for another race? Was I, too, a victim of all the social influences that for generations has told me that black is bad and dirty and white represents good and pure? My best friend points out that he's not surprised by my preference. According to him, I've always been nicer to white folks than black. I disagree. However, my own thoughts take me back to less than, a week ago, when I mentioned that there were a lot of new black people all around the complex I live in, so it must be time to move. I'd love to say that I was joking, but I wasn't. I'd love to believe that it's just my preference, just like dating interracially is yours. However, there is a part of me that is really afraid that some of my feelings could be related to the self-hate that we've heard so much about. I don't think that on a conscious level, but I also didn't think that I'd take a test that would make me start believing that I could be prejudiced against my own race either. I intentionally use the word prejudice instead of racist because, to quote Michael Eric Dyson, author of Debating Race, racism suggests that you have political power in a society to reinforce your viewpoint as the status quo. Black people, by far, have not had that. Prejudice? We've got. Here's the link where you can take the test. It's https://implicit.harvard.edu/implicit/demo/taketest.html. Let me know how you do, and if your results fall in line with your thoughts on the subject of racial bias. I'll give you a heads up. 88% of blacks and 86% of whites don't consider themselves racially biased. What really scares me is that only 2% of the people in this study have a strong preference for people that look like me. And that number doesn't even include me. Maybe I'm being way too hard on myself and my people. I am very happy loving a black man and raising my African American children. But I do wonder, how many are out there that are dating a different race because of their negative feelings for their own race and not because of their preference? This is Letitia, and I don't care who you love, as long as you love yourself.